and you break the whites into a little entering bowl.
Into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get into the soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are into the soup right here on KWSS 93.9. My rockin' radio redhead's got that real job today. So my sidekick is the one and only incomparable Danny Cutler.
Well, hello, and thank you. Incomparable. Oh. I don't know. Emily's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah. She's just twisted, man. She's got that sense of humor that just, like, lays me out every single
time.
She
is, and I just met her. I just met her, but I caught that right away. She's amazing.
I know. Beauty, brains, and just this brilliant wit.
I know.
It's like, wow.
I hope I can live up to Emily.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You may not get those one-liner zingers, but that's okay.
Hey.
I'll absorb some of her stuff today and
We'll go with it.
We are at the Taco Festival.
Yes.
I think it's their 6th annual.
I want to say 7.
You can say 7.
I think it's the 7th.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a beautiful day. I wish I'd worn shorts.
Oh, it's
warm.
But,
you know, I'm that old-fashioned kind of person that thinks that you need to, like, you know, I wear nice clothes on the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Who does that anymore? I'm always in sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Oh, no. You get way better service if you wear nice clothes on the airplane.
Oh, that's what it's about. No wonder I don't get any free drinks.
Yeah,
Man, I'm going to start dressing it up next time I'm on an airplane.
Do it. Or a train. Not a bus. You don't have to worry about it with Greyhound.
Do people still travel by bus?
Yes.
Oh, well, all right.
I had a bus trip once years, many moons ago. I was going from Spokane, Washington to Seattle, and you had to go over a pass.
Oh.
And this guy was driving like this bus was on rails. And I swear to gosh, I'm like, okay, we're going to flip over.
Wow.
And my heart's racing. It was a horrible trip. We finally get into Seattle, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, we've just landed in Seattle, Washington. And I'm like, get me off of this thing.
Wow.
Last time I ever rode on a bus like that. So anyway, there's some buses here, but they're actually calling them food trucks.
Yes.
I don't have any show notes. We're winging it today.
We are totally winging it.
We are totally winging it. And you can come down to the Taco Festival. We recorded on Saturday, y'all. So this is Sunday, but they are open. It's only 12 o'clock where you are. They're open until 7 p.m. today.
Yep.
Still get tickets. Still come down. Amazing food. Beautiful, gorgeous weather. I don't know. I love these kinds of things. They're awesome.
It's so much fun, and I just love hanging out. I love the people watch. So watching all the people go by and all the families and everything and seeing everybody getting their taco on has been just a lot of fun. So I think it's like $2 tacos. So
You know, I think some of them are a little more than that.
Oh, okay.
So your tokens are valued at $2 a piece. So you're probably going to do two,
so
three
it's $2 tokens.
$2 tokens.
There you
but
go.
The tacos are probably going to be around four to six, but we'll find out and we'll let you know.
It's totally worth it.
But there are a lot of really great vendors here, and we're right by the judge's tent.
Yep.
So we get to catcall all the chefs as they bring their tacos in for judging.
Exactly. Can't wait.
I know, it feels like a little bit of Mexico down here.
It does a little bit. We've got music behind us. It's got a little bit of, you know, ethnic.
Well,
it's beautiful. It's a good atmosphere. Everybody's having fun. Families are out here, so you see all these kids running around.
I know, they've got the kids. I'm so glad I'm past the kids zone thing.
Me too.
It's like, I really don't want to go over and watch you bounce around. I mean, it was wonderful, but to have to do it,
Such freedom now to get out here and just be like, oh, I'm just kicking it.
I know. And we have margaritas.
We do.
So cheers.
Cheers. Clink.
Fun. So we are going to be roving reporters, hanging out. We hope you enjoy it and that you have fun and you're educated, entertained, and engaged,
yes,
which is the goal of Into the Soup.
Yes, absolutely. And what you're going to be hearing for the rest of the hour are all of the interviews that we took on Saturday with various chefs around the festival. So you're going to get a taste. And if that doesn't get you out here on a Sunday afternoon, then we have definitely failed the show.
Well, you know, the thing that you need to do is make those really loud chewy noises.
Yes.
And we're going to teach you a little bit about the proper head tilt for a taco.
Oh.
Yeah, so, wow. You know, you've got to practice. If you're at a taco festival, don't forget, just go right and left.
There you go.
So you don't strain one particular side of your head.
Oh, should you stretch before? You probably should do some stretches beforehand.
Mouth and neck stretches. Get your elbows
it
out.
It also depends on how big the taco is, I guess.
Yeah, they're probably not huge. Huge. I love that commercial for Burger King. It's huge. So anyway, we're going to hit it. We will talk to you soon. This is Heidi Lee. You are Into the Soup. You feel it when the dance gets- boys and girls, we're back. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. And we are at the Arizona Taco Festival with Thomas.
Hi. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's the name of your thing that you're doing here?
We got Off the Hook Fish and Tacos.
Off the Hook Fish and Tacos. And do you have a place, like a physical, you know, brick and mortar?
We are a new food truck.
We've
done concessions, and we're branching out into a food truck that'll be ready in November.
Oh, good for you. Right in time for season.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to take a bite of this. What am I biting?
This is our fried fish taco.
Okay, and then I'm going to give Danny some, too. Oh. Na, 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 na. Everybody sing. Pretend I'm eating. Head tilt. Head tilt.
Love chewing on this.
Awesome, man.
They're really good. They're cabbage, bell pepper, cilantro, and our fried fish with a Mexican crema. That's a chili lime seasoned.
That is outstanding.
Very good.
I do that fish and chips.
We do fish and chips
do
as
you?
Well.
Cool.
And that's our tartar sauce on the side.
Okay, and you make it?
We make it, yeah.
What's your background? Where'd you come from, Thomas?
I've been in the culinary and concessions business my whole life.
Really?
On fairs and festivals.
Fairs and fest. I bet you met some pretty interesting people.
A lot of fun characters out there.
And some of them have teeth and some of them don't?
Correct.
Did you ever do any of that, like, after-hours parties with the roadies that are at those things?
Not too much of the roadies, but
no?
The carnival people are fun.
The carnies?
Yeah.
I've never been around. So was that something your family was doing?
Grandparents started doing churros 35 years ago.
No way. Yeah. That's really cool.
Very fun.
That's a lot of history. You look very young.
Yeah.
For being in this business for that long. It's like, it's kind of tiring sometimes.
It's very tiring. A lot of hard work, a lot of long hours.
Mm-hmm. But we do it because we love it.
Oh, it's all about the food.
It is all about the food and your patrons. And this is an amazing taco. What kind of fish is it?
It's a bassa swai.
Oh, really?
It's a white fish.
What? Kind of Hawaii, right? The swai or?
No.
No? Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
No, that's...
I don't care. I just like to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's just a real buttery fish that we like the way it cooks up and...
It's really good.
Tastes really well.
It's really good. So you're going to be here both days?
Both days.
Okay, so he's here. Thomas is here. Is Off the Hook, you guys. It's right when you come in. The south entrance. Kick butt. Stop and get one of these babies. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we are here with Ty from Blanco.
Hello.
Hi. I wish I could still wear a shirt like that, right?
Thanks, lady.
I woke up and I'm like, oh man, I wish I had worn shorts.
Well, I didn't eat all day yesterday just so I could wear this shirt.
Is that right?
Yes.
That usually makes me bloat. If I don't eat all day, yeah, I'm just like, okay, well, how does this happen? You know, I didn't put anything in my stomach, so now why is it I'm all distended?
That's so weird. I don't know what it is.
What are we eating?
So you're eating a chicken pastor taco and a spicy machaco taco.
The spicy machaco already had a bite of. Danny did too.
Yes.
Did you have a bite of the? Oh my god!
I had
bite
both. Yes.
Both delicious. Both on our happy hour menu Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And actually, those tortillas are only on our happy hour menu as well.
Why? That's lame.
They are super delicious. They're the maisa corn and they're hand pressed in our restaurant. So.
Okay.
Super delicious.
So it just takes a lot more labor, time,
a lot
which
more
costs
labor.
More money,
correct.
And all that kind of stuff. Your hat is hilarious.
Thank you.
It's like something that would, it reminds me of something that would go on a cartoon with a mouse. Like Tom and Jerry mouse, right? Wouldn't that be like totally on Jerry?
Totally funny.
I'm doing anybody wrong! So how long have you been with these guys and what do you do, Ty, and how do you spell that?
You spell my name T-A-I.
Okay.
And I've been with Blanco for about almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sorry, Fox 2 years, and I'm probably Blanco like a year and a half.
Okay. When did you start to, which one are you at? Or are you,
I'm
you,
at the
are
one
you a roamer?
No, I am not. I am the store manager at the one in Scottsdale Road.
Okay. All right.
So
cool.
The Borgata.
My favorite thing at Blanco is the rice.
I know.
I love
it. Everyone's
you ever
favorite.
Had it?
I haven't, no.
Oh, this is like Debbie and Bumbo's. It's just like.
It's super, everyone's super favorite.
Hey there. I love this. I know. Hi, Debbie. Just stay here, Ty.
Okay.
Debbie Amblin Wolvos is in the house.
Say hello.
Are you David Tata and running for president?
Yes, I am. I actually am. I wrote that in my Facebook. I said, you know what? I'm give up. I'm either going to be, it's either going to be you or Christina Barrueta, or at the very least, David Tida for president.
He would be. No, I thought he was going to be Secretary of Tacos. This
well, that's what you assigned.
That was it. Yeah.
That was yours.
I just stepped right in. This is Elizabeth, who is also assisting today. We're photographing this crazy event.
Hello.
Oh, really? Yeah. You put the camera around your neck? I never.
Yeah. I know. Surprise. We're gonna go get the photographs now of all these gorgeous babes from Blanco Tacos and Tequila.
Look at her.
Yay!
Amanda's ready.
I can do that.
I can try. Cheers. We love you.
Thank you.
We love you too. Okay. All right. These are awesome.
Thank you,
ladies.
These
are really awesome.
I'm glad you like them.
Yeah. And no, so we were talking about the rice. Yes. It's like butter.
Yeah. It literally.
It's
that's
so.
The
main and it has. What is it?
The main ingredient.
Is butter?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know.
So
well, there you go.
It is.
It's
yeah.
like
so
butter.
Delicious.
I don't know why anybody would order anything without that rice.
Agreed.
You could like serve
totally
it
agreed.
Here.
You can probably just put it on a tortilla and just eat it as your
I'm
protein.
I'm just slide it in. You know, I just used my fingers and it's like. When I was pregnant, I had my own perfect little chip and dip thing going on, so I had my stomach was
right
bigger than my boobs. So the chips that went up there and the dip went right here, and it was just kind of this slidey action, like a rocking chair. It was perfect. I wonder how come I gained 3,800 pounds.
Probably our rice.
And probably your rice and your tacos, too. Thank you, Ty.
Thank you, ladies.
It
you
was
have
very
a great
nice
day.
To meet
Enjoy.
You.
You
will.
As well.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
Okay, leave it up to P.F. Chang's to wrap something in jicama. Okay, this is Rich.
Chris.
Oh, sorry.
You know, we were close.
Yeah, well, I do that. I can do that. It's my show.
There you go. You
see, he does have the voice. So I walk up and I'm like, hey, you want to be on the radio? And he goes, what, did you just hear my voice? And it drew you over to me. And I'm like, yeah.
I get it sometimes. I've been asked to sing in different groups and be on radio shows.
From your voice?
Yeah, it's funny.
Can you sing?
No, not at all. It gets really weird when I try to sing, so I stay away from that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Even when you're drinking?
Like
in a group, maybe, but just solo.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
So you cut the jicama really thin. Oh, and this we're P.F. Chang's. I just want to make sure I said that.
Yeah.
Cut it really, really thin. Soak it in water. So it becomes, what was that big word you used?
Malleable.
Malleable.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Smart kitchen worker. Let's make sure to take his picture.
Absolutely. I've already been
that.
Doing it. No, I'm just kidding.
I won't charge you, I promise.
You don't? Oh, and he didn't charge us for the tacos either. Danny's like, I know how you roll. And it's like, yeah, man, I'm putting them on the air. I get a free taco.
Yeah, we'll give you some tacos. Absolutely.
Cool.
I'm not afraid to share.
So what is it to describe your taco?
Yeah, so it's a Kung Pao chicken taco. It's a similar to what you'll get in the restaurant with our Kung Pao chicken. We take that, we cook it in the wok, we caramelize it in the wok, we put peanuts on top, cucumber on top, cilantro, and then we put it in that jicama shell. And the jicama, it's a good alternative to a tortilla.
I was afraid it would break apart, and it didn't.
Yeah.
It's a great bite.
Yeah, it's amazing what you get when you slice it thin and let it soak like that. You know, you'd think it would just snap, but it doesn't.
I wonder if you could do the same thing with daikon. You know, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe you could try it.
You know
get
what?
That
you,
little peppery radishy
you might
thing
see it on our
down.
Menu here soon.
You know what I want to see on your menu?
What's that?
Xiaolong bao. You know
I
what
love
is?
Bao.
Okay, but Xiaolong bao is, it means soup dumpling.
Right, so
okay?
It has the soup inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
just,
only one place that does them really good in
it's
town.
In New York City, okay.
No, it's Cho's.
Okay, I haven't been
okay.
there.
Oh, dude, they're in Tempe now,
okay.
And they have their Chandler as well.
Yeah.
But I used to live in Singapore, and I've talked, I don't mean how many times I've talked about these little soup dumplings on the radio.
Right.
And I'm trying to perfect it myself.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do, but I know your chefs could probably do it over at P.F. Chang's,
I'll
and then
to
I would
them.
Be knocking on the door all the time.
You know what's funny is I just saw that in New York City they have a giant one of those, bao.
Xiaolong bao,
and they give you a straw to drink the soup out of on the inside.
It's so unbelievable.
I might have to try that. I'll talk to the culinary chefs and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, do you know Bob Tam?
I don't.
Bob Tam used to be the executive chef at P.F. Chang's.
Oh.
And he's now the executive chef at Bitter and Twisted.
Okay.
And so he's actually from Hong Kong.
Wow,
and so
really?
He's coaching me on my zhao so I can learn
there
how to
go.
Do it. It's all about the dough.
Is it?
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's all about the dough. And you can't use a dough that's like for a pot sticker because it's too thick. So you have to use all these different combinations of different types of flour that are really, really like finer than semolina. Right. You know, yeah, so it's really fun.
That's one thing I was learning about when I was talking to our culinary chefs is they were telling me about all different types of wrappers we have for the dumplings, for the egg rolls, for the crab rangoons, and they're all these different things.
They're all different,
All of us thought they were the same, and they started talking, saying all these different ones we have, and it was like, holy cow, I had no clue that much went into those.
Oh, holy cow!
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Yes,
it
thank you.
It was very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you as well.
Thanks for the tacos, and you guys, it's only Sunday afternoon at about 12:30. You can still come down to the Taco Festival at Salt River Fields. This is Heidi Lee. We'll be right back. Okay, so now it's on. We turned it on. Hi, Chef.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm taught.
You ready? Warm. Ready for some tacos? I hope today.
Yeah. Well, we've had a few.
Good.
They've been pretty good.
Good.
Been pretty good. So we met at the Guac Festival.
We did.
Rock the Guac.
Rock the Guac.
Tell me your name again, because I'm old.
Rich Inahosa.
Rich. Yes, that's right. There was a lot of things I couldn't pronounce.
Yeah, that's what I like it that way. We go for the weird last name and the cool name of the restaurant.
Yeah, and it's Crujiente.
Crujiente. Yeah.
Hey, I did
nice.
It.
Nice.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Is this your baby?
It is.
Nice.
Yeah, we should be opening November 1st.
Oh, I didn't know you weren't open.
No. We're just about there, but we weren't gonna miss Taco Festival this year. So.
Right on. Yeah. Okay. So when did you just send your stuff back for judging?
I sent the first one back.
Okay.
Yeah, chicken.
You do chicken.
Yeah. So
okay.
We did chicken. We did today. I did a Korean fried chicken taco with a little green onion mojo and a gochujang sauce with a little bit of shaved radish and pickled jalapeno.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What's that sauce again? See, it's big words, and I don't get it.
Which is the gochujang.
Gochujang.
Yeah. You know, if you say it fast, it sounds official.
Gochujang.
And angry, right? And angry.
We don't want angry tacos.
You know, they're not angry. I'm just being funny. So what is it? What's gochujang?
Gochujang is like a dried chili paste from Korea.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's got a little bit of rice in it. It's mostly dried chilies and spices and stuff. It's got a really cool hot, tart, tangy flavor to it.
So what did you reconstitute it with? Just water, or did you use a stock or a broth? Or
no, there's actually a lot of stuff in it, but that's kind of
okay.
Yeah, that's the base. It's a mixture of that with honey
some?
And soy and a little bit of rice wine vinegar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
We're not serving that taco.
Oh.
We only made it for the judges.
Jeez.
Yeah. sounds badass, right? No, it's only for the judges. No, that one will be on. You can get that one on November 1st though at the restaurant.
Okay, so where is it located?
We're gonna be at 40th Street and Camelback.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, yeah. So you're right there, and with all the big boys and girls. And
well, we
stuff.
Are the big boys and girls, so we figured we better be where the big boys and girls are.
40th Street and Camelback. Oh, okay, right on.
Yeah.
That's
right,
cool.
Right at the southwest corner.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Henry, right
next to the Sushi Holics.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. That's great. I'm happy for you. Are you tired?
No, not at all. I live for this stuff. You know, that's
fun,
that's what we
it?
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did you have a place before this?
No, I was actually before this. I was out at the Wigwam.
Oh,
that was where
okay.
I was running the culinary operations at the Wigwam for the past about 3 years.
Okay. Good place.
Yeah.
You know Kristen
love
Seltzer.
It. She's a good friend of mine.
She's a neato person.
She's awesome.
I've been seeing her for a long time.
She's the executive chef there now.
Is she women power?
Yeah,
love
it. She's rocking it.
Yeah, she can kick some serious butt,
she
that
can.
Girl.
I'm scared of her a little bit.
So am I. Okay, we are going to sign off with the chef, Rich.
Right.
Say it again.
Rich Inahosa.
Rich Inahosa.
Crujiente Tacos.
Crujiente Tacos opening November 1st, which is a very short time, only 2 weeks.
It is.
We'll come in and see you.
All right, I'll look forward to it.
We love it. Thanks a lot,
Thank
chef.
You.
We'll be right back. I'm with Adam number one.
Thank you. What's up?
Also known as Adam Allison.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. Nice and warm and toasty out here.
Nice and warm and toasty. Is it hotter in your truck? It doesn't look like it is.
It's always hotter in my truck.
We were going to sit on this. What is this? A Chevy?
Yeah.
It's an old Chevy. It's a nice looking rig. We'll take a picture of it.
Yeah.
What you serving up to? Oh, and it's got a hot naked silhouette chick on it.
It does, yeah.
Awesome. Potato back door.
You are killer. Thank you.
Enjoy. What were you serving up today? Well, these are two.
Okay. Oh, and here they are.
We got a pork belly taco.
That's
with some tomatillo crema, some radish, and some slaw. And then for the vegetarians, we have some adobo roasted sweet potatoes, poblanos, a cilantro lime yogurt, and then some cotija cheese.
Nice. So are you thinking you're going to pull out a win today?
I hope so. I've been practicing my whole life.
I've been telling everybody I got up this morning and warmed up with some head tilt.
Hey, you have to. People are crazy out here. There's like 100 different vendors that they're going to try.
Oh, it's nuts.
Crazy to think about. But
it's nuts. So how much are you charging for your tacos?
All tacos are $2.
Okay, so just a single token.
Yeah, one token.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which
that's
it should
very,
be for all
cool.
the tacos here.
I think it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some good cocktails going around. Kind of fun.
Right.
So, what did you put in this tomatillo crema? What did you roast it to get flavor out of it? Because
yeah,
tomatillos don't have any flavor.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we also put some jalapeno.
What's the point then?
It has an acidity that's nice. You know, that you get in salsa that you won't get from tomatoes.
Okay. Why? See, I'm getting really on this. So,
science.
Why is there more acidity?
That's my answer. Science.
To you and Bill Nye?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the tomatillo just has a little more acidity than a tomato does. So,
okay.
A green salsa, it just, you know, you get something more acidity that you wouldn't out of like a tomato.
Okay. I use them a lot in braised slow cook dishes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. And roast them first.
Yeah.
Get that deeper
right.
flavor. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to taste it. I'm going to pull off the radishes because I like to eat those by themselves.
Yeah.
I love radishes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them with like herb butter on a piece of bread? Awesome.
Not a piece of bread. Well, yeah, I have actually.
I want to stand.
There's a cosmic cloud thing.
So while she's chewing,
Oh man! Just had the pork belly. Wow. That's really amazing.
Okay. We cooked that with banana leaf with some achiote paste and some adobo herbs and stuff like that.
I love banana leaf. What'd you say?
Are we allowed?
No.
I hear like the beat in the background, like the,
that's okay.
the VIP club.
You know what? This little device is 10 years old and it kicks butt.
Yeah, nice.
And we record the whole show. She'll take it back. She'll download it and then she dropboxes it to Em.
Nice.
Sorry, Emily. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. Wish you could have some tacos out.
Yeah, I'll mail you some.
She's got that, you know, that real job thing going on today.
Right, yeah.
As opposed to me. I only have part of a real job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you work hard.
I do. Yeah. I do work hard. I've been telling everybody today, God damn it, I wish I would have worn shorts.
Right.
And that was my, okay, it's like, I feel like I'm, inappropriately dressed as a 19-year-old.
Right.
I went to all the clothing places. I'm like, are you selling shorts? They're like, nah, but we might be able to, you know, hook you up with a t-shirt.
Right, just tie it around your waist.
Why not?
Perfect, yeah.
I'd be good with that.
Right.
Chef Adam Allison.
Yes.
Thank you very much. What's
yes.
the name of your truck? For everybody
Super
can
Farm.
Find you. Super Farm.
Yep, we're in the little food truck line and, you know, we're on Facebook, Instagram.
You're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And congratulations for the nomination on Best Of.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He was robbed.
Thank you.
He was robbed. I told you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, dude. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. We'll be right back.
My name's Casey Shea.
Oh, he told us his last name, too.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's serious ball, Ben. You have no idea what I'm going to ask you next.
Oh, man.
How many times have you come to the Taco Festival?
Probably about 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a row.
Sweet. Well, they've only done 7.
Yeah.
So you only missed 2. He's
yeah,
like
I missed the first 2.
Taco Festival. He's a veteran Taco Festival guy.
Yeah.
How much money do you spend on average when you come to this? I'm just curious.
Including the tickets?
Yeah.
Probably about $100.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Totally worth it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you drink half of it, or is it mostly the tacos and stuff
well,
like that?
I get the Tequila Expo tickets.
Oh, okay.
So that way you can go into the shade and you know, hide out and drink some tequila. And,
okay, hide out?
Yeah, hide out like, from the sun.
There's people like Seriously. Me ghosting you all over.
No, you hide from the sun. It's...
It is warm.
It's kind of warm. So what have you got there? I haven't tried that one yet.
This is the Indian fry bread.
Oh, is that Muzzy's?
That's from Ferguson Fry Bread.
Okay, Emerson right there. Okay, yeah.
Or Emerson Fry Bread, yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to culinary school with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with Lorenzo. Lorenzo Emerson.
It tastes pretty good.
Take a bite. Let's hear some appreciation noises.
Nice.
Are you from here?
Mm-hmm.
You can speak with your mouth.
Yeah, we do.
I do it all the time. Yeah. I end up looking like a chipmunk.
Yeah, I'm a native.
Time. Are you? Okay. What do you do? Take your time.
Don't get too personal.
Oh my goodness. Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Right on. So you're going to be here. Are you going to come tomorrow or just do it one day?
No, I just do today.
Okay. Nice. Very good. What's your favorite taco so far?
This one right now.
Yeah. That's a fry bread. There are some scary looking people here. I'm not, that's why I talk to you, because you're not scary looking.
We're like, who should we bother?
Not people that are painted and half naked, because that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, you got the body painting booth right there.
Oh, is that? Oh.
That does it. There you go.
Okay, cool. She looks like the chick from The Jerk. Remember that rode the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Right? It was nice talking to you, Chris.
Yeah.
Casey.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What? That's the third time today I've gotten named wrong.
Everyone's
sorry.
Name is Chris today.
Everyone's a Chris. Casey Shea. There's my card. You can listen to the show tomorrow on the site.
And just listen to the station. Check us out. 93.9 FM. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hey there, boys and girls. We are back. This is Heidi Lee, Into the Soup, here at the Arizona Taco Festival at Salt River Fields. It is Sunday around 12:30. You still got some time to come on down, check it out. General admission's $15, $2 tacos. They're really, really good. I've had like 800. I'm so full. Okay, so we're being joined by some KWSS lovely individuals. Everybody knows Danny Cutler's here.
Hello.
When's your show on, girl?
10 to 2 during the week, people.
10 to 2. She gives away a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, stuff. That's it. See, I self-edit, so Emily doesn't have to do it.
Go.
You don't swear ever, do you?
No.
Not
on the air.
Do you swear?
I do.
She's the voice of reason when somebody else swears.
She's making me boring. I'm kidding.
Hey, now. I'm cool.
Okay, Derek's up. What do you do?
What's your name? What do you do?
I'm Derek Ellis. I'm random, and I'm on After Danny Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Do you talk about things, or do you just spin vinyl?
Vinyl. Yes.
Hiya, everybody.
I play with vinyl. No, I talk about all kinds of stuff and give away all of the tickets that she has left that I'm allowed to give away.
Really? Cool. Yeah. I just bought a record player, speaking of vinyl.
Really?
You know, yeah. They're totally retroing them, right?
I know, and I'm stoked about it because I can actually listen to the albums that I still have in a trunk.
I know.
And I broke my old turntable from the 70s.
Well, there's no needles anymore. You couldn't find a needle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's like full on deal. Cost me like just shy of $200. But it does 33s and 45s, and it connects to your Bluetooth, your MP3 player, everything. And it's got built in really nice speakers.
I just found out if you play the 45s at the 33 speed.
Yeah.
It totally changes the song, and some of them turn out really, really cool.
Oh, kind of like, you know, go Channel Vietnam, Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams.
Right. Yeah. But like Jolene by
really?
Dolly Parton sounds like it's sung like a man, but the music is awesome. And the Animals House of the Rising Sun I just did sounds like James Earl Jones is singing.
I'm going to have to try that, but I don't know. So you're going to have to come over.
Yeah.
I'll cook some food. We can play some weird stuff. You can bring this little gadget.
That would be a really cool show, actually.
It would be a very cool show.
That would be a great episode of Into the Soup to have all the DJs over and eat some food.
Oh, and have some cocktails.
Oh, my God.
Food and cocktails and music. I'm good.
We're okay, there. So we might as well throw out our weekly Wet Your Whistle.
There you go.
Okay, which is brought to you by CCAP Cruise, the Culinary Arts Program. I don't have any show notes in front of me, and I didn't memorize it, but I can tell you this. We teach juniors and seniors in high school basic culinary skills to get them into the industry. And if they so choose to compete, then they can win scholarships to the hospitality industry. Specifically culinary schools, but if you want to go to a full-blown four-year and get yourself a hospitality degree, we can help with that too. CCAP has their November 14th Harvest Moon Feast. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. It's at Desert Foothills, which is on Scottsdale Road in Jomax. And the tickets are $150 per person. It's a great value. 25 schools are participating with like amazing magician chefs that are mentoring them and making little walk around, dine around food. Mark Tarbell, Bo McMillan will be there emceeing. Yours truly will be bouncing around. Apparently, I'm running the floor show.
Wow.
I have no idea what that means. Hey, Brandy. Get a mouthful. You want to say something
get
real
over
quick?
Here. On the other side.
Or smoke, whatever.
here as well. She's another KWSS DJ. Sup?
I'm waiting for Fayuga.
That's right. We got some local bands playing today.
Oh, that's right.
And we will be talking to them, too. You adorned a headband.
Well, it was better than this Texan.
Were you sweating a little bit?
Because it sweats it.
It sweats it. Okay, cool. What are you on?
Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m.
Right on. And apparently we have our greatest fan here, Brian.
Hi there.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Thanks for coming today.
This is something I try and make every year. Except this time I've learned no Carolina Reaper peppers.
Carolina Reaper peppers.
Yeah, that was the big one last year, and I tested my mettle against it. My mettle, I passed, my stomach didn't.
I like spicy, I don't like hot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got a half flavor to it.
Okay. Oh, sorry, the weekly wet is a margarita. Duh. We're going to try to get into the tequila tent a little bit later, and maybe Brandy and I can try a shot together. Ew, there's some good stuff. What?
One tequila. Two tequila.
Here comes.
Three tequila. Four.
Oh,
sheesh. Oh, my goodness.
Dork. But we love her. Thanks for being on. Dead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you show on to everybody again?
2 to 6, Monday, 2 to 5. But 2 to 6, Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah. You don't even know when you're on.
Yeah. I don't know.
We love KWSS. Everybody needs to know we were voted what?
The best rock station in the valley by Phoenix New Times.
That's pretty neato.
Very neato.
Yeah, we're going to get some shirts made pretty soon.
I think we should.
Everybody's here today helping volunteer, so Danny and I can walk around and they're man in the booth. And we got a lot of great giveaways. We won't have any for you now because you're listening to this on Sunday. So ha ha.
But you have to listen during the week for more.
Right. There are more giveaways during the week. All right, we're going to go bounce around some more. We'll be right back. Okay, we're gonna talk some salt of the earth, right? Brandy,
we got it.
Jorge's habit.
Look
at she's good. What? Go ahead.
Look at it.
It's her first time on the radio.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But listen, we found that a lot with people. So we're going to go through the spiel that you do with all your potential buyers and customers, and then we'll come back and talk about what we learned.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Cool.
Okay.
So how did you come up with this?
Well, we got four flavors. All four of our flavors have habanero in them. We have a garlic flavor, which is our most mild. Our next one up is original. Then our next flavor is our smoked flavor. El Fuego is our spiciest flavor.
Okay.
And you just use our salts anytime you would normally use salt in your food. You can use it as an ingredient salt or a finishing salt.
Okay.
So anything, for example, the garlic, it's my go-to for my starchy foods, potatoes, bread, pastas, things like that. The original is real versatile. That's my margarita salt. That's why we're here today.
Oh, is that right?
Tequila Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got our smoked, it's great on your meats and veggies, does wonders in guacamole. And then our fuego is for the people that really like it a little bit more kick to it.
Does it have a kick on the back or a kick in the front or both?
Just on the back.
Just on the back?
Just on the back.
So who's Jorge?
Jorge is my husband.
Oh, so you're his habit?
one of his habits. One of his many habits.
Is salt a habit? I don't
want to. Well, what happened was one day he...
The habanero?
Sorry. He just was messing around in the kitchen one day. He loves salt. He loves spicy. And he did a little experiment. It ended up tasting really good. We kept on making it. Friends and family kept wanting more.
I love that start.
Yeah. And then I would come home from work and have salt everywhere. And so I decided we'd better start selling it. Otherwise, I'm just going to have salt. He wouldn't stop making it.
Well, it keeps demons away.
Yeah. There you go, I guess. I know. I must. We're demon free.
So how are you marketing yourself?
Mostly just my website, festivals.
Okay.
I do farmers markets, things like that mostly. I don't have a lot of marketing. I don't have a marketing campaign.
Okay, what's
right
your website?
Now. That's jorgeshabit.com.
Okay, that's very cool. So we're going to try a little bit of this when we get a chance.
Okay.
So as not to take you away from your customers, and then we'll comment on a little bit later.
All right, awesome.
Okay, very
Thank
good.
You.
Well, welcome to Arizona.
Thank you.
All right,
Thanks
cool.
for having me.
All right, we'll be right back.
Come on, girl, let's go. Show the guy that we know how to be cold number one.
Lumberjack's Taco Shack?
That's right, Lumberjack's Taco Shack, and you are with Lumberjack Cash, the taco boss.
Nice. This is the first guest to introduce himself on his own.
No prompting. I love
Cash,
it.
Cash, Lumberjack Shack, Taco Boss.
Yep.
What would happen if you just, you know, put that all together and, like, made it an acronym? Cash, Lumberjack.
LBJC.
He already knows.
E-S.
B. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that works for me. What's in your taco?
Today we got a 20-hour slow roasted habanero pulled pork with pepper jack mac and cheese and a tomatillo cream, all house made.
I tried it.
She had one. I didn't get to have
it. It was amazing.
I will.
Yeah, we opened 3 hours late because we didn't have power for the first.
Oh, serious?
But we got it fixed and now we're going.
Cool. Did you design the outfits for your bitches?
I did.
Nice. I was thinking, yeah, I probably couldn't wear that. I could, but I I wouldn't want to. Probably wouldn't make my daughter real happy. She'd be like, Mom, God. Well, I have one. I just didn't want to wear it today. It was those kind of things. So how long have you been doing this?
Professionally, a year and a half.
Okay. But personally, you've been doing socially?
A lifetime.
Really? Yeah. Making tacos?
Yeah, I built my taco trailer from scratch, so it took 2.5 years to build.
Really?
Concept and custom built everything in there from the grill to the countertops.
Nice.
Plumbing systems, gas lines.
Very nice. Did you go to mechanic school or did you just get on University of YouTube and figure out how to do it? Did you?
I haven't built the Babe the Blue Ox chair.
Is that yours?
That is.
And what is the purpose of the Babe the Blue Ox chair? Is it kind of like Santa's throne at the mall?
Yeah, Paul Bunyan's throne. Except here we hang out with Paul B. Onion.
Beth, have you ever been on the air before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. I wondered. This guy's got
no,
it going
on. No, I'm a natural.
On. Is that what it is? Yeah, me too. I've only started doing this today. Yeah, pretty much. So, is this your first? So, obviously, this is your first year at the Taco Festival?
It is.
Right on.
And I'm getting crushed.
Are ya?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're what? Can't keep up with the orders or what?
Just opening late. Now that we're going, it's finally running smooth. We got our line
good,
set up. But
good.
With all the setbacks being pushed back, trying to put out the... We missed our first competition box for chicken. Which I got a taco called the Chicken Benny, which is agave pollo asada that's charbroiled with fire jitas, which is my own beer, butter,
beer,
salmon, pepper.
You had
fajita,
beer,
so it's got,
butter.
It's got... a tomatillo cream with it, green onion, Mexican green onion, cilantro, and then jalapenos, poblanos, serranos, Anaheims, huerito peppers, and some of my secret house seasonings and spices, and it all cooks down in beer. So
very
it's beer,
nice.
Butter, it's very
awesome.
Rich, and it's hot, and we didn't even get to enter it because
well, there's always
chicken.
Next year. Hey, you know what? That kind of happens
tomorrow.
When you're a chef. So you roll with it, and we just get done.
Yes.
That's what chefs do. It was very nice to meet you, Cash.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get here early. Get that power started.
Yeah.
All right. Hey there, boys and girls. We're back. This is Heidi Lee on KWSS 93.9 Into the Soup. We're here with one of my favorite names ever in the whole wide world, Holden. Holden is like, you know, throwing out some tequila today. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You going to give me a shot of that stuff or what?
Oh, we will. We will. Absolutely.
Okay. So we are in, what is this, the Tequila Expo?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the tequila that you are peddling today?
We have Tequila Herradura, which is one of the oldest tequilas out there. It's the second oldest tequila. It is from Amatitan in the state of Jalisco.
Okay.
And it's been around since 1870.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it has lineage.
It does. It has a lot of lineage. We are actually the only true tequila-producing hacienda left on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So aren't most tequilas made out of Jalisco? Right?
Yes,
okay,
most tequilas are made in Jalisco, yes,
okay.
Just in different towns, in different areas,
okay.
Within the same state. There's 5 additional states that also produce tequila,
okay.
But it's just counties in those states, not the entire state.
And how did you get this job?
I was working in a lot of different spaces. I actually worked with Tequila Herradura for a few years, fell in love with their brand, with their history, just with the product in general, and became one of the ambassadors for them.
Well, that's you know what? I want to be an alcohol ambassador. I think that's going to be my next job, either that or a backup singer. I haven't decided, you know.
Backup singer is a good one.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. So I was watching some music last night on TV, and I'm like, you know what? Backup singer would be so awesome because it's not the pressure.
Yeah.
So do you feel the pressure being an ambassador?
I feel it sometimes. Sometimes when we have big groups or a lot of people, but when we're talking about such a great brand, it's really fun to talk and really educate people about such a great spirit category.
So I'm assuming this is more of a sipping tequila rather than a mixing tequila?
It's both.
All
of our tequilas are made to sip.
I love sipping. That's fun.
They're terrific.
It's like whiskey and scotch. It's the same kind of thing.
Exactly.
They all have different backgrounds and flavors and aging and how they're aged and how long.
Each expression that we make is made to be distinctly different from each other.
Did you just say each expression that we make?
Yes.
I love it.
So each tequila expression. So we make a lot of varieties of different expressions. Our core ones being the silver, reposado, añejo, and now a ultra añejo.
Right. Very good.
Yeah.
Do you like what you do?
I love what I do.
Yes. And you're under a tent, so you're very lucky.
Yes. In the shade.
Thank goodness. In the shade. Yeah. Yes. You guys, next time get misters and I'll hang out here the entire day.
That's what I was saying. We should just put misters up and have everybody here all day long.
This is where I want to be. They even let me in without a sticker.
There you go.
We schmoozed our way in.
We did. And then I'm going to schmooze my way into a shot here real quick. Holden, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Pleasure to meet you.
Great to meet you as
well. All right. Boys and girls, this is Heidi Lee. Welcome back to Into the Soup right here on KWSS 93.9. This is the last segment of a long day at the Taco Festival.
Yes.
It was hot. I'm full. But we had a great time. It was really fun. So joining us in our last segment is Dave Bernstein.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's great to see you.
You paid me.
I paid you. My goodness gracious. You're starting to learn that this is not for beginners. This is a serious taco festival right here,
right? You smell like alcohol. Have you been drinking?
I've had a drink.
Oh, just really? Just one?
Just this hour, yes. The thing is that the judges take this very seriously. We're not allowed to be drunk. We need to be dead serious. But my judging is over for the day, so I literally just had... a drink.
What did you have a drink of?
It was a 9-year aged añejo.
I had the reposado.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
The Corona?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Okay, fist bump. You can't see it.
Boom. All right, you can't see us right now, but we are very, very happy. So we're very, very happy.
Oh, well, yeah. I was very, very happy because I got to meet Holden.
Oh, absolutely. I know you're talking. They got the cutest, and I mean, like, the ladies, the men, everybody, no matter whether you're a man or a woman, there are some cute bartenders in there.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're doing.
We also met Jackie.
Yes.
Who was back there. Yep. She was lovely. And got a nice little shot. That was a smoky reposado. I loved it.
That's the good stuff. You see, that's the reason, folks, you need to be here right now, is because this is not your Albertsons tequila. No disrespect to Albertsons. I love you for your produce, but not for your tequila. This is the place to be.
Tequila?
Here's Mr. Klinko right here. Here's
Heidi wants me.
Hi, Vic.
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so in case people don't know who you are, Dave Bernstein, what do you do? Where are you from? What's your color?
I've been here all my life, and I do voiceovers for a living, but I'm definitely a foodie. I used to cook on TV for a little while. Definitely love good food, and I do love my tacos right now.
Okay.
And I adore you and Danny also, too. So,
right.
And then Vic over here, this is the pepper man. Vic is the guy you come to see when you want your head spinning around at the taco festival. So.
Is that what the hot sauce does to people? You can't see
this.
It's basically a skeleton burning up. It reminds me kind of like Terminator.
Correct.
Absolutely on fire.
Okay. On fire.
Yeah.
So, how did it go today?
The judging was fantastic today. We got some decent middle round stuff, pork and beef.
Sure.
The chicken was a little underwhelming. What about you guys?
Yeah, I thought the beef was probably the strongest category that I felt. Seafood was a little off on my table.
What was
honestly.
The best one you tasted today?
Well, it's a number, isn't it? Are they identified now?
They are not identified.
Okay.
So we get a numbered box, right?
So we don't know
exactly what it is. So
because we have to be fair
and unbiased.
Exactly. This is freaking tacos, people.
Right.
There's prize money involved here, you know, so we need to be ethical about this.
Is there prize money?
There is prize money.
How much prize money?
$1,000 for the grand prize winner from Florida, right?
Yeah, nope. Well, I mean, I didn't have numbered boxes, but my favorite seafood was Long line fish and tacos.
What kind of
It was a swake.
Like a swat fish and everything?
Yeah, and it was really, really good. And I can't name, what is the name of the company?
It's right over there.
I know, fish and tacos. Long line fish.
Swat is very versatile. It's like cod, it's like mahi. I mean, you basically can do anything you want. You can fry it up, you can throw it inside. I mean, do you ever beer batter or any stuff like that?
Or I do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like a little, like half flour, half, you know, like a Guinness, like a real dark beer and everything would make that stuff really, really,
really
good.
It was really, really nice. I mean, it looked like a fish stick, but it was the perfect size. That was good. The Kung Pao chicken, are you done voting?
Yes, we're done.
The Kung Pao chicken that was wrapped in the jicama was very good.
I never tried that.
You didn't try that one?
Are you kidding me?
It was heaven. It was really good.
Big jicama fan, are you?
I love my jicama.
Yeah?
I just like saying the word jicama.
Jicama.
You know, it's funny because I like the word jicama. You know what word I don't like? Unctuous. Why do people say unctuous? I don't understand. Unctuous is a straight. I heard Guy Fieri say unctuous the other day. I threw up a little in my mouth.
Did you?
I have no idea.
That's kind of like moist. Moist is a bad word.
You can't say that, and you can't say when it's 95 degrees out today. Because half the people here are moist right now.
God.
A little moisture going on.
It's ridiculous. But yeah,
I mean, swampy.
we're in a slight food coma right now, but this is the part of the day we enjoy most. We've judged everything.
Okay.
So tell me.
So what is the criteria for judging? So is it, you know, creativity, presentation, you know, what else is on the list?
Should I tell him? You want to tell him?
Yeah. It does.
Presentation? Taste and texture.
Absolutely.
Texture.
Those are the three that, yes.
It's 40-40-20. Yep.
And you didn't get the Kung Pao chicken from P.F. Chang's. That was really, as big as they are, because we're into the soup, you know.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
You may have some VIP dishes sent your way. We didn't get that stuff, so I don't know what you're getting.
No, man, I just walked in. Can I have one of those? Some dude named Chris.
Heidi and Danny got top shelf tacos today. I don't know. I mean,
we didn't get any.
See the Asian tacos here.
Because we were at Crujiente. And he's talking about this amazing taco that he made, and I'm like, oh my God, can we try one? He goes, no, that's just for the judges.
Yeah. So you got the top shelf tacos.
Well, a couple of them were very, very good. I will say that we did get one taco today that I called the HOA taco, because quite honestly, I looked at it, I think somebody, it's like what you eat at an HOA party. I can't believe someone actually entered that. It was ridiculous. It was not unctuous at all.
It wasn't moist.
No, it was rambunctious. That's
right. Is that anti-unctuous?
What's that?
Is that anti?
It was something, it was filled with the tears of unicorns. It was not.
She had a macaroni and cheese taco.
Yeah. Oh. A mac and cheese taco.
It was a chicken taco, but it had mac and cheese in it. It was from the Lumberjack Taco Shack.
I
didn't get to try that one.
But
they said they got here late.
They got here late. So they missed the first round.
They missed the first round.
I would have loved it. I love mac and cheese. I love really good mac and cheese. How was it, Nick? Was it like creamy? Was it crunchy?
Oh my gosh. It wasn't creamy, but it had the mac and cheese. It didn't have a lot of mac and cheese. It had like three or four like noodles in it.
With some cheese on them?
And some cheese, and then it had the chicken, and then it had the flavor that came from the heat. It was one of the spicier tacos I ate, and it was magnificent, and it just kind of grew on me as I was eating it. It was like,
oh, and the guy that was explaining it to us, Cash the Taco Boss, who owns Lumberjack Taco Shack, there must have been like 18 different peppers in it. And I'm like, are you sure that it's just a pepper taco?
Lots of flavors.
Are you guys judging again tomorrow?
I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Vic, you're going to be here tomorrow, right?
All day.
I can only do one this weekend. Honestly, that's enough tacos for me in the course of the weekend. This is the very first year that I have not done both days. And I'm going to miss it. I mean, you're going to have a margarita tent tomorrow as well, too. Are you coming tomorrow?
No, we are not. We're just here. Well, actually, you're asking me if I'm coming today, because today in their world is Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
We're airing this tomorrow.
So basically, I'm Marty McFly and you're Doc Brown.
Exactly.
Right now. Perfect. Okay. So basically, when you listen to this in 2018, it's going to be a delicious taco festival that we just attended. Perfect. So, it's funny you should mention the peppers. They did not go over spicy this time at all. There were only two tacos out of 20 that we had that were spicy. I mean, you are the master of heat right here. Was there anything spicy to you?
No. There was one that had a little bit of a kick to it. It had sliced, it looked like red jalapeno on it. Other than that, no, I didn't.
You're good.
We're good?
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes. So do you just like take a bite?
Yeah, basically when they throw 20 tacos in front of you, you cannot eat all the tacos. In fact,
Who says?
Well,
what
Look at you, big boy. You're growing every day.
You're built like Paul Bunyan over here, okay? I'm built like Paul Williams. So, you know, basically what we need to do is we want to make sure that we have enough appetite by the end of the day.
Right. Pacing.
Some of the tacos, you know, anything. I mean, it's right there in the judge's packet. Don't overspice them. Make sure you take your flour seriously. I mean, a lot of times people will mess up on the tortillas. I mean, something as simple as
that's
the tortillas.
That's why that jicama that they soaked in water to make it malleable. Okay. That's a good word.
I like
way
better
than
malleable, unctuous.
Yeah.
It was crunchy. It was fresh. It wasn't over. It was, you know how you get like too much burrito?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, are you
like
a corn or a flour taco?
Flour.
Do you like flour or corn?
I like corn.
You like corn?
I do.
It's really split down the middle, 50-50. What are you, corn or
flour?
Flour.
Oh,
flour?
Yeah.
I like flour as well, too.
Corn's too mealy for me. It's just got too much. The texture I don't like. It's
See, and I only like
the inside to me.
And I only like corn with a taco. Like, I won't eat it any other way. It's like, I just like the tacos and the corn tortilla. No, I don't know. It's weird.
Blanco had some killer tacos.
I'm going to spill what I wish for a future contestant, and I think that Vic will agree with me on this right now. I think I've yet to see someone infuse peppers into the tortilla.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm feeling you.
Are you feeling me?
I'm feeling you.
If you put enough in there and you got enough little, you know, sweetness with some maybe honey butter or something like that on there, you get a little honey butter and a little kick with the tortilla and everything. Why does nobody do that? You can't slap things on a dime store tortilla and expect to win a competition. You need to up your level. You need to up your game. Just like Heidi is upping her game in her show, Danny's show, you have to up your level here when it comes to... this is a topic. There's prize money involved here. Okay?
There's prize money involved.
Exactly.
All right, we got to buzz out.
All right,
darling. Close up. All
thank
done.
You.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Oh, you got it. Thank you.
Enjoy your day tomorrow.
Thank you.
A little antacid, maybe some Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, I'm good.
Medicine.
I'm good.
So voiceovers. Can you do Elmer Fudd?
Let's see.
Here we go.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
There it is. That worked.
Got it. Got it.
That's all, folks. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Well, that was fun.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun. I'm stuffed.
I know I am, too. And it's funny because I didn't feel like I ate that much food.
Right.
But it was good. And we went back and tasted the salts.
Oh, we did. Yes.
Those, Jorge's Habit.
Yes.
They're online, jorgeshabit.com. We had their garlic salt, which was my favorite.
It was mine, too, actually.
So we tasted them like you would taste a flight of wines, right? So the least imposing to the most vibrant.
Yes.
We had their original, which was great. I mean, these were just really nice. They were infused differently than a lot of salts because usually they're with rosemary or truffle or something. And so these were with chilies. I really liked it.
Good. And they seemed to have just the right balance because everyone we tasted, the heat went up a little bit more, but it never got overwhelming.
No. So, and you can put them on lots of things. So anyway, they were very sweet. Thank you, Brandy.
Yeah.
Just want to reiterate, CCAP, Harvest Moon Feast, November 14th, CCAPinc.org to find some tickets. It's also on intothesoup.com. Thank you. Thanks, girly. That was fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. So tell me, what was your favorite taco that you ate today?
You know, it's funny because I think really my favorite taco was the one from PFJ.
It was really good.
That one was great. The Blanco taco was great. Yeah. I didn't taste the one from Lumberjack's Taco Shack.
Yeah, the one from Lumberjack's was good. That was the one with the macaroni and cheese in it. And that was it was fabulous. And it wasn't, you would think when you talk about macaroni and cheese in a taco that it's going to be real heavy.
Right.
But and it wasn't. Mm-mm. It was good. It was just,
I had macaroni and cheese in a curry dish the other day.
How was that?
It was there. It was actually really pretty good.
Interesting.
It was a homemade mac and cheese and I had some chicken. So I made a curry and I put it over it and it's like, hey, this worked out pretty good.
Well, look at you. You're on a little special concoction.
I do a lot of special concoctions, Danny.
That's why you're in the biz.
That's why I'm into this soup.
That's why.
Next week, we will be at Uptown Farmers Market hanging out with Jeremy Pacheco or his Sue from Lawns at the Hermosa. And a couple other friend people that are there at that amazing market. So tune into that. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Peace out.